This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Send you an email every week. I'll let you know what's going on. I'll let you know what we're the people that will be coming up. Right, that kind of thing. So again, get involved, get engaged. All right, the summit is back on. Although I heard that couldn't happen. And now what you're hearing them say on the left is that, we don't know for sure. Really? Your people are sick. You're just extremely sick. Nothing. I said it to you before, and I meant it. And it's true. Yeah. Nothing this president is going to do is going to make them happy, is going to give them kudos, or he's going to give them kudos for it. It's just not going to happen. We already know this. And I don't know about you guys, but whatever. I just deal with it. Because I just don't care anymore. I've come to the conclusion, I was talking to somebody today who, you know, we were talking about politics and running for office and that kind of stuff. And I said, you know, dude, here's the deal. It doesn't matter what you do or how you do. They're not going to support you anyway. They're just not going to come into your corner. And you're going to see the same thing with the president. They're just not going to come to his corner. It's not going to matter what happens. And he could bring on... I mean, look at... You're looking very close at the Korean War actually ending. Coming... Not a ceasefire, but actually ending. And if that's the case... Notice I said if... I'm not one of those guys who goes, yeah, no, he can do it. Not a problem. If it comes to an ending, will Trump get the Peace Prize? You know, they're making fun of him after he wrote that letter. Well, there goes the Peace Prize. Well, he can stop waving the peace. You really think he's doing it just for the Peace Prize? Or do you think he really believes that he should be able to bring world peace, well, not world peace, but at least peace between those two about? And why is that a bad thing? Why do we have to ridicule and make fun? This is the hypocrisy with the far left. It's the same argument all the time. Everything they do is right, holy, and just. And everything we do won't work. Everything Trump does won't work. If he gets them to sign a peace, if he gets the Korean Peninsula in order, or helps to get it in order, I should say. They'll find something wrong with it. Oh, it's peaceful now. Give it a year or two. Well, they didn't say that when President Billy Bob Clinton signed the Korean, the North Korean agreement, we basically gave away or gave them the ability to create nukes, even though they'd like to tell you he didn't. He did. Come on, think about it. It didn't stop them from getting nukes. They never stopped doing what they said they were going to do. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Support the show. Period. I don't know any other way to say it. You know that conservatives are being stifled. They're being taken on when it comes to social media, which is the way a lot of us made a good portion of our money. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You'll see Patreon up there. Join the team. Join the group. Be a member of the club. And it helps. It just, you know what? It helps support the show. Now, Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the break. And we've got a lot to talk about with Mr. Gibb. You know, I don't know if some of you guys saw this. did you hear? Oh, my God. Did you hear that the unemployment, did you hear about the unemployment report? Right, well, how many years was it? 223,000 jobs added, 3.8% unemployment. Technically, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, technically, we are at a zero unemployment rate. And I don't know how true that is. Okay, I don't know how real that is. But you figure 3.8% of the population, 3.5% of the population is unemployed. You have to take a hard look at where they fall in the groups, in the categories. So this is a good thing. Did you hear anything from Democrats? No. What they're saying is, that's wonderful, but people aren't getting paid like they should be, and because they're having to pay more for health care, it really didn't help them. So again, they're going down the negative road, and it's not true. Again, they're spewing lies. Right? Because wages are not stagnant anymore. They're starting to rise. More people are working. Wages are starting to rise. The problem we're still having is debt is way up. And that's not going down anytime soon. People are tired of waiting. Good, bad, or indifferent, people are tired of waiting. Hey, remember that 30-year-old man that we that wouldn't move out of his house? I mean, seriously. What's wrong with his parents? Well, guess he was leaving his home. He waved at a journalist as he loaded his creaky station wagon with his belongings and called the police on his father because his father wouldn't let go of his Legos. People, you can't make it up. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
And I am proud to be an American, and I would wave a flag. And you know what? It, get over yourselves. I am so irritated with people who will, you know, you see him on Twitter, you see him on Facebook, you know, what makes this country so great? You know, if I don't, I don't want to steal time away from Xander, but I got to tell you something. What makes this country so great? We don't go in and take over other countries. We don't wipe out whole groups of people. And when we make mistakes, we come back and we apologize and we try to make them right. We send our warships out when countries are in trouble to help them because our, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but our aircraft carriers can, they have enough room to take care of 3,000, you know, medical issues a day. They can food, they can feed thousands and thousands of people. They can make millions of gallons of drinking water. Now, what other country does that? We bomb Japan to stop a war, to stop millions of people. We just totally destroyed a couple of their cities. And what did we do after they wiped out one of ours? We went with our money, with our tax dollars, with American compassion, not guilt, but compassion, and we helped rebuild their cities. What a nasty group of people we are. And we'll bring in our resident ace, Xander Gibb, to Xander, thanks for being. I'm sorry. I heard that song. I saw something that somebody wrote earlier today on Facebook. I'm like, you know,
don't get me started.
Just leave. You know,
I'll be. Oh, say, can you see? All right, let's get on with this.
You're gonna make me stand up, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean. Look, you're right now for a time period. You're over in England.
I am.
I don't know what the patriotism or the patriotic mindset is there of the Brits. I have no clue. Is it the same kind of fervor as there is here? Well,
To a point, but certainly not the same. But I think it's different there because there's a whole different tradition set in the United Kingdom. You know, because we have royalty. All we have in America is, you know, Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Yes. So, you know, the Queen of England, Kim Kardashian, it's a total different mindset. Not really, because I guess the Queen is going to be visiting with Donald Trump, or Donald's going to be visiting with the Queen next month. It's kind of going to be on a par.
Do you think she cares for him or what? I mean,
the Queen?
No? Yeah.
Yes, I actually think she does, because when Meghan Markle, you know, princess of Connecticut, said that she is, well, wherever she's the princess of now, she said she didn't want Donald Trump at the wedding, and so the Queen said, well, frankly, my dear, if Mr. Trump is not coming, then we don't want the Obamas there. And I was like, Queenie, I love you, girl.
God, you do that well. You've been practicing, haven't you?
Thank you. Yeah, for 25 years.
There you go. All right, so I want to talk about Roseanne and a few other things, but you want to talk about this Emma Kennedy that went nuts on you on Twitter. I don't even know who she is.
Well, exactly. You know, Emma Kennedy who? Briefly, I don't want to give her too much of a plug, but her Twitter bio says, she's the author of 10 books, writer of the Kennedys, which is not like our Kennedys, it's like her family, voice of Becky Butters, writer of Waffle the Wonder Dog, celeb master chef, champ, and she won Mastermind, and she's also excellent at Conkers, and if you don't know what that is, it's a game played in the winter with little things that fall off trees. So to cut a long story short, this woman's whole timeline is attacking the president and saying nasty things to our first lady, suggesting that Melania is locked up in a basement and is only brought out on special occasions. Now, you know, it's funny, and it's funny like once in a while. I mean, I shared something tonight that was funny about Donald Trump being Big Daddy, and I think he would laugh about that, you know, with regards to Kim Jong-un. But this woman's timeline, she's a British person, she's English, and her whole timeline is full of attacking the president. So I stood up to her today and said, hey, lady, leave my POTUS alone. So she sent all of her minions after me, so I spent the whole of the day, you know, blocking and all of this. But, you know, does she just hate Donald Trump, or does she hate all men? What is it? And anytime anybody kind of, you know, gives her any kind of negative response, or Piers Morgan won't respond to her, because, you know, he's pretty pro-Donald right now, you know, she attacks him and attacks his masculinity and all these things. I'm like, back off, Kennedy, you know?
Well, now, Piers Morgan, that's funny, because He was a hater. He was not. What happened to him? Did he get hit by a bus or something?
No. I don't know what made him see the light. But, you know, come on, let's be fair. You must remember that before Donald Trump was the nominee, I didn't like Donald Trump at all. I would not entertain him. I was a cruiser.
That's right.
And until he won the nomination. And I have great respect for him now, because the thing is that, like most people, I believe what I read in the media about him, and unfortunately most of it was negative. We never found out about the nice things that, you know, he bought cars for people and paid off people's mortgages and all of these kind of things, because, you know, the media only wants to feed us the negative side about Donald Trump.
Oh, I agree with you. No, there's nothing. I was just talking in the first segment. I said, look, this guy can bring peace. Realize that Korea is still at war. They're simply at a ceasefire at this point, right? I mean, if he, 60 years of this, if he stops this war, if he helps facilitate the ending of this war, he deserves the Peace Prize much more than Mr. Oblamo did. And, you know,
absolutely.
But he won't get any credit for it. You know he won't. They were making fun of him last week, and guess what's on again? Oh, the summit is on again.
Yeah. You know? Did you see the picture of Donald Trump with that big envelope with a big love heart with an arrow through it that said "Love Kim"? even the fact that he has been able to do this and Obama couldn't. I mean, what did Obama do for the peace process? He couldn't even stop the troubles in Chicago, which was his own city.
Yep.
Let's face it.
No, look at what he did for the peace. He did nothing. Even first of all, he got it ahead of time because they were hoping that he would pull it off. But when you really look around, race relations were worse in this country. Violence against police was worse in this country.
Right.
Violence overall worldwide went up. I mean, you look at the Middle East where he thought he was a king and did everything right. They hated us, and violence in the Middle East was right. Listen, violence was up against other Muslims. It was up against Christians.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry. And he had the delusion to say, we live in a safer world. Oh.
Which world is that? Farmville? Are we back to that again? But, you know, I have to say, I've been really offended this week. I know we're going to talk about Rosanna and stuff. But the fact that people are laying the fact that America is racist at Donald Trump's door.
And
I hate this when people blame the previous incumbent. But for 8 years, Barack Obama divided us.
Pause.
And so...
pause. We'll be back in a minute, I promise. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see The Real Side with Dana Gibb. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Wind and Fire. It's the most fun group. No laughing at me. It's the most fun group out there. I mean, my favorite person. First of all, not including this guy. He's going to take offense. Because, you know, he's offended so easy. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me, helping me kick it off and understand all of this about the entertainment. I have no clue about the entertainment world. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I don't. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure, and I know you say this to all of your guests, Jeff.
I do. Well, and the enthusiasm is based on how much money they pay me, just so you're aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wait,
Earth,
they pay you.
What they pay me, yes. What do you think this is? This is a mafia organization. What do you
think?
Yeah. I know where they keep your donuts, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
You don't. They're in a locked box in the back bedroom. No one knows where they are but me and the rest of the listeners.
Sometimes at night, I watch Earth, Wind & Fire in Chicago. They have dual concerts a lot together, and I very much enjoy the music. And the bass player for Earth, Wind & Fire, I don't know his name. I got to tell you something. He wears kind of like those Philly shirts, and he's got the things hanging from his pants, like one of those, the tassels and stuff, right? But I have never seen a human being having so much fun in my life, okay? This guy is dancing for the whole concert. He's dancing and spinning around and just a big smile on his face. I'm going, if I didn't like the music, I would watch it because he's having such a good time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Can I ask you a question, Joe, with this Earth, Wind & Fire stuff? Have you joined a support group, or are you just looking to join one?
Thank you for that. By the way, I can't hear you anymore. We'll have to go now.
Ba-dum-bum.
I know. You know, somebody said it'd be nice if you played more contemporary music. I'm going, wait a minute. There is no contemporary music. I'm sorry.
Hey, I sent you my album.
Did you?
You never play it. Yeah, I did.
Well, because I don't want to sing love songs to people. It's not. This is not,
not
like
all love.
This is not like Dr. Drew's Love Connection.
Come
here.
On, my okay? song "I Hate You, Hillary" is not a love.
That's
song.
True. All right. All right, you got me on that. I'm actually thinking about doing like a Dr. Demento night, like nothing but really freaky, weird stories in one of the segments. You know, one of the hours. What do you think? You think that would go over?
Do that on a Thursday with your crazy black person.
Now, wait a minute. That sounded kind of racist to me. I mean, a gay guy calling a crazy black person. I mean, this is just out of control. I mean,
yeah, but he's my friend, and you refer to him as your mad black conservative. Hey, Whitey, stop trying to get me into trouble.
Oh,
I'm leaving.
All right. You know what? See, I'm a conservative, though. They'll take my show off the air.
Right.
You know, if you were a Samantha Bee lover, we'd still be here. You know, I love this about Roseanne. Now, look, I'm not going to defend her, all right? If she truly knew the woman was black and she was making those comments, that's just wrong. It's not the drugs. You know what? We do stupid stuff sometimes. But
we do. But, you know, there's several things that go on. Sorry.
No. I'll let you take it from here, because I know you're wound up about it, but go.
I'm totally wound up about it. I did a bit of research about this, because if anybody compares a black person to an ape, and that's racist as far as I'm concerned. I want to rip off their head and shout nasty names at them. But I did some research in the past few days. I found pictures, and I'll share them after the show, of both Valerie Jarrett's mother and father, and they look white to me. Now, I have to say this, and please don't be offended out there, but there are pictures of Valerie Jarrett, go and find them yourself, during her time with the Obama administration, and they've whited her up. They've made her look like a white person. So I'm not defending Roseanne. What she said was crass, and it was really, she really should not have tweeted it. But for me, two things. Number one, Muslim is not a race. Number two, an ape is not a race either. It's a species. So I don't know where the racism side of it comes in. But if she genuinely didn't think that Valerie Jarrett was right, you know, people have often said to me, I'm a big hairy guy. People have said, you look like a gorilla. And so should I take offense at that? I mean, I think the gorilla would be more offended, to be honest. And I think that maybe the gorilla should be, you know, Dr. Zero from Planet of the Apes would probably have been more offended about this. All right, we'll get kicked off the air.
Slow
down.
No, but hear me out. I know, people are going to take this the wrong way, but I'm going to say it too. So I didn't know she was black. As a matter of fact, when it first came out, I looked at Tammy. I said, she's Iranian. How could she be black? Unless like her mother was black or whatever. I don't know. So Tammy looked it up, and apparently she had a little black. Her mom and her dad both are a little black. But is this not the first time? This is the first time I've heard about this, right? So when they did a side shot of her. And you just mentioned her name, Zira the Ape, or whatever it is.
Princess Zira from Planet of the Apes.
Okay, so, and I'm looking at that, I'm going, okay, so was the reference to the fact that the facial features looked the same in the picture, or was it really because she was black? I mean,
I think it was more to do with the facial features, and I'm not defending her.
No,
you know, I am
no, let's be clear.
Man, and I'm not defending what she said. You know, she's apologized. She's apologized for the nurse, but I have to put a bit of a spin on this, right? I really have to say this. I'm sick of this tit for tat with both sides. You know, I said a few weeks ago on the show that it's time to move on and stop hating on Kathy Griffin. And people were like, oh, we don't like what she did. Well, we don't like what she did, but why can't we move on? If we want to move on with regards to Roseanne, then we have to do it with Kathy. Yeah. And eventually, when Samantha Bee has made fair enough retribution, then we'll do the same with her. But
so
this hate just goes so deep, Joe.
I agree. I agree with you. No, I agree with you to no end. But here's the thing. The thing that irritates some of us, I now look at all this stuff. You want equality? If you guys on the left really want equality like you say, then the rules should apply the same to both sides. Can
they
you
should.
Imagine if I made, with Samantha Bee, you brought her up, if I made the same comments about Sasha and Malia, either one of them, they, my God, they would... they would tar, feather, draw, and quarter me all on the same night, right?
Yeah. So I mean, where's equality? You know, quite rightly. But there is no equality with the left because they're deluded. And the sad thing is you can show them, you can go to Walmart today and buy a red lamp and another red lamp, and if one was bought by a conservative and one was bought by a liberal, the conservative red lamp that's exactly the same would be wrong. This seriously, this is how deep this has gone. And I fear that, you know, these things don't change. We're going to end up with a civil war. There is so much hate in America right now.
They blame Trump on it, and everybody's divided. Here's the thing that's really funny. So in the black community, they either see him as a hater and a racist, or they see him as loving them and understanding their plight and working with them, right? In the gay community, which is hilarious, they either feel like he's totally against the gay and lesbian community, or he totally understands and supportive of the gay and lesbian community. And yet the man has appointed, you know, openly gay men. He's appointed women. He's appointed African-American women. That's why I say there is absolutely nothing he's going to be able to do.
Let me put this in a box for you with regards to the gay community. I'm not going to call it the LGBTQRF, whatever. If Donald Trump were anti-gay, he would have canceled gay marriage right away. And the first thing he said to the gay community when he came into office, he said, it's law. I'm not changing that. I'm not doing anything about it. So LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, G people out there, if you think Donald Trump is homophobic, then why did he not mandate that the signing of same-sex marriage was to be annulled?
I'm with you. I'm with you. Why is it that the young African American community now has some of its highest employment rates in history? Was it because he hates the black community? Why is it that he appointed or nominated the first woman CIA head of the CIA ever in history? You know, it is so delusional. I mean, it truly is delusional the way these people think.
But I think the big concern about all of this, Joe, it's about the level of spin that the left and the media put on all of these things. You remember when at the event there was a rally and they said he's mocked that disabled reporter. I watched that video. You see him the way he impersonates anybody. He does it the same. He's only got one level of impersonation.
Yeah.
But they said he was mocking the disabled. You know, Joe, I'm disabled. I'm a wheelchair user.
I know.
I didn't find it offensive.
You got that darn music is up again. We're going to be back in a minute. Xander Gibbs not going to go far. I promise. I've got him locked in the room. He doesn't even know it. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get
get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Come on, that's a great bass line. I'm Joe Machine, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely, too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I just being there. Just enjoying the conversation. If you would. Xander Gibb joins me as he does. Every week to kind of explain some of this stuff to me that I don't realize. I'm not that smart. You know, some of you guys think I'm pretty bright, but you know what? You keep taking that medication. Makes me feel good. Xander, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, and the Ambien thanks you too.
Oh, God. you know, what was really funny was you saw that Ambien responded pretty quickly after she
blamed
it on the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was great. Just perfect.
That's going to be my... I got two standard responses now for when I mess up on social media. Either I can say, like Joy Reid, that I was hacked, or I can say that it was the ambience fault. So, you know, it's perfection. Or I could say I was hacked while I was on ambience, which is like double whammy.
God. Speaking of Joy Reid, right? I mean, come on. They're now finding her.
Sorry. I don't know what that reaction was all about.
I mean, they're now finding in her, not just in her old tweets or, you know, her old blog. They're finding all over the place some of that nasty stuff. The hatred that she had for gay people. The hatred that she, I mean... Mexicans, I mean, talk about somebody who sticks up for the Hispanic community. Boy, does she hate them with some of the comments that she's made. So this is why I keep coming back at it is a double standard. They get away with murder, and we can't even get away with sneezing on somebody the wrong way.
No. And in fact, I was talking to someone on Twitter the other day who was a liberal, but, you know, at least he was able to debate. He said that the Joy Reid stuff was different because the LGBTQ community had forgiven her. Well, I'm gay. I'm part of that community. I don't forgive her. They don't speak for me. Sorry, did I out myself on your show?
So wait a minute. Yeah, there you go. I tried to hide that, but you keep blowing it.
I know.
Yeah, so this is what I love about this, though. They've forgiven her, so all is well. So does Roseanne need one black person to speak up and say, I forgive you? And it's
well,
okay?
Several have. She's retweeted lots of them that have said, I didn't think what you said was racist. I thought it was not nice that you said it. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if Roseanne had been a liberal and had said this about, and again, I don't know why I can never think of the name of any black Republican. Candace, what's her name? If Roseanne had said that about Candace, whatever her name is,
Candace Owens.
The left would have supported that. They would not have said that was racist.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you.
They would have defended it to the hilt.
And it is definitely a double standard, and it's shining more and more as the days go on. You know, but I'll tell you what I said last night on somebody else's show. I said, look, here's the difference between the right and the left. Samantha Bee has a right to say that. I don't want Samantha Bee fired, okay?
No.
What I want true capitalism to take place, and if you don't like it, then you write her sponsors, and you let them know you don't appreciate what she said, and they shouldn't be sponsoring her show. You do it the right way. I don't want her fired. You know why? Part of it is, Xander, I want people to see her kind of hate. I want people to see truly, because the more they get away with it, the more they're going to do it.
But I just can't get why it would, you know, I know Obama's children were, you know, like under 16. But why is it okay to attack the president's family? And we're supposed to just applaud that and say nothing. You know, it's not a byproduct of being the president that your family should be attacked.
You know, I remember, I don't know the names of each one, but the younger one, or the older one, I'm sorry, was at a party, and a photographer got a picture of her and you know, nasty, ripped-up shorts or something like that. She was twerking and doing some sexually suggestive moves, and somebody said something about him, and everybody jumped on them. Okay? That's the president's daughter, and the president's daughter is off-limits. Well, you know what?
Right.
Not really. Not in that case, okay? You're at a party.
No.
You're in public, right? I don't care whose daughter it was. I don't care what color they were. When you're somebody of prominence and they see that, look at the Bush daughters. They weren't off the table. You know, they got caught drunk a few times, and it was all over the papers, and that was okay.
Yeah.
Again, double standards, isn't it?
Yeah, wasn't the Obama girl, and I can't remember her name either, wasn't she smoking weed or something at a party? And there was a big hoo-ha about it, and they said it wouldn't have been the same if Malala or Malala or whatever her name is had been smoking it and she'd been white. Yeah, of course she would. She was under the 18 and she was smoking weed at a party. Yeah, some might see it as a rite of passage, but, you know, well, let's get on to Chelsea Clinton. I mean, you know, Chelsea Hubbell Clinton. The things that she did, you know,
wearing
knee-high socks. You know,
what? I just got to ask this. What drugs do you have to take? And I mean this sincerely, okay? What drugs do you have to take, or what drugs does she take when she actually gets on the she's promoting her book or something right now, and she gets on the bandwagon of talking about what a misogynist, what a nasty man, womanizer, cheater that President Trump is. And I'm thinking to myself, somebody should grab her arm and say, hey, let me introduce you to Billy Bob Clinton.
Sorry, I have to stop you. What has Chester Hubble ever done to you, Joe?
Oh, God.
People in the know will get that.
But I look at that and I just say to myself, how do you say that with a straight face when you know who your dad is? Okay? And then number two is, how do you, continue on in supporting that? That would be one area I would totally stay away from if I was her, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, that and how can you talk about anything financial to do with President Obama when we know about Travelgate and Cattlegate and
we go through the whole list,
Yeah, all of the things, like, you know, when she was the Secretary of State, losing, you know, $6 billion. It just disappeared. And the money laundering in the Clinton Foundation. I mean, please, it's insulting, Chelsea. Just stop tweeting this rubbish.
If my Russian friends are listening, I do speeches, but I don't charge $500,000. I'll do it for $5,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't pay my own expenses. You know?
Who gets paid $500,000? I mean, what did he talk about? You know.
Okay, so I don't know if you're following this or not, but today, apparently in Italy, the populists, the nationalists, are taking power, and the UK is very concerned about this because they think that Italy is going to try to pull out, and you know, pull their own currency back, pull their own economy back, and what have you. What are you hearing there about it, if anything at all?
Absolutely nothing. Where are they on the spectrum? Are they like, what are they? Are they like the Democrats conservatives? Or
they're probably more leaning conservative, only because they're screaming that they want to put Italy first. They want to get Italy back on track first. They want to get the Italian people. I mean, there's a novel idea, right? Let's get our own people that are paying taxes into the system, that live here, that are members of this community. Let's get them taken care of first before we start thinking about the bigger world, right? There's a novel idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So they are Democrats, then. That's basically what we're saying.
No, but again, I didn't mean to catch you off with that. I saw that come by, and I went, you know what? They're upset that the populists are taking power in Italy, and they want to put Italy first. They want to put, you know, the Italian people first and get them back on track before they start worrying about taking care of the people in England and Germany and France and other places.
So they're like Britain first and America first, only Italy first, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's time that countries started to put their own people first. Because let's face it, what has putting other people from other countries, what is putting them before Americans done for America or Americans? Absolutely nothing. I mean, we have a president in the White House right now who is not afraid to make waves. You know, Theresa May was saying today how bad it was of that bad man, President Trump, to be levying all these new import taxes on the United Kingdom. Well, what should we do? Should we just let you charge for us sending our Apple computers to you, but you're not sending your products to us? Get real, Mrs. May.
Well, that's the way it's been, and that's what he's looking to do to close the gap. But here's the thing I keep telling people. Read the art of the deal. Look at how this man does business. You know, when you talk about Donald Trump, do you think those tariffs will stay on? Do you think this is just a volley, if you would, a first volley to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Give me something to work with. Come back to me and say, look, remove these tariffs from this, this, and this, and we'll give you this, this, and this. You got 20 seconds.
Well, I think for a long time I've said the way to enforce changes through aid and trade and taking things away from countries. So good on you, Donald Trump. You know, continue doing what you're doing, and give me a call when you're in town.
No, he'd rather see the Queen. XanderGive.com. You can find everything there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, hate you. You make it so easy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gloria Allred's involved in, you know, minimum wage for cheerleaders is only $7.25 in Texas. Okay? I don't get it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.